Let's move on to our next two contestants. Please welcome Justin Ober and John Woods. We are happy to have you both.
Thank you.
John, quick question for you. What is your guilty pleasure music to listen to?
Oh, I listen to the top 100 of every year on the Billboard charts. They come out with a list every year. So I go through the 1 to 100, I rank them, and I just go from there, really.
Go from there, like, into life? That's incredible.
I move on to the next year.
Yes.
I started from 1980.
No, I understand.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And super geeky, and you're going to love this game. Justin, what is your guilty pleasure?
Folk, I guess.
Folk, you guess?
Sure,
I like that. Okay. Any particular folk?
Good folk.
Good folk. That's an excellent answer to that. Art, what's our next game?
Ophira, our next game is called Soft Rock Cafe. We're going to give you clues about familiar musicians inserted into the names of popular restaurant chains. You have to come up with the combined phrase. For example, if we said, this R&B trio that spun off from New Edition might think that girl is poison, but their Chalupa Supreme is the bomb, you would say Taco Bell Biv DeVoe. Appreciative groans from the audience.
I know, when the example gets an applause break.
Yeah. If you've been a bad, bad girl, a criminal even, no matter, everyone's welcome at this neighborhood bar and grill. Justin.
Fiona Applebee's?
Fiona Applebee's.
The most beautiful riblets are there. The most beautiful.
A certain country trio might not agree with the political views of this fast food haven, but both parties agree that dill pickles are awesome on a chicken sandwich. Justin.
Dixie Chicks-fil-A?
Dixie Chicks-fil-A, correct. It's 3 a.m. and you must be lonely. And you're also probably hungry for two tacos, a junior bacon cheeseburger, and curly fries from a certain West Coast favorite. But hey, don't let the clown push you around. John.
Match Jack in the Box 20s. 20.
Yes, Jack in the Matchbox 20. Yay! Do you remember what year they made it on the top 100?
They had one number one in 99, Bent.
That was scary.
We could play a whole new game with John. You've been roaming around, always looking down, and you know that you could use somebody, or at least a Whopper. John.
Burger Kings of Leon.
Burger Kings of Leon, correct.
I'd ask you the same question, but your superpower frightens me.
Before this indie giant started rocking the suburbs on his own, you'd be sure to find him and his miscounted trio hanging at this minimalist burger chain that started in the Washington, D.C. area. John?
Something Five Guys. No, wait. Wait, Ben Folds Five Guys?
Ben Folds Five Guys is correct, yes.
Although I'm a big fan of the Something Five myself. They sang that song, I Want Something Something Back, right?
You've been holding back the years and the butter. And though this House of Crustaceans may be more popular than the 80s British band named here, if you don't know it by now, you will never, never, never know. John.
Simply Red Lobster.
Simply Red Lobster, yeah. So you've been driving around town with a girl I love, and I'm like, pluck you. At least that's what a certain R&B star might say if the Colonel took his gal. Justin.
KFC Low.
That's correct. Justin, not quite enough. John's our winner.
Well done, John. You're moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.